Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned on the fasten seatbelt sign. There is a low-pressure system moving from Washington, D.C. across the country, and it may get a little bumpy. Please return to your seats and keep your freedoms fastened.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. Yeah, yeah. Rockin' in the USA.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis Saar. Avalone.
Look, doing nothing is not an option. It was God who gave us liberty, who gave us life. We have the freedom to care, to love, to pray, to listen.
To make choices on our own.
You know, the Bible teaches us that a sin of omission is a failure to do something one can and ought to do. In James, so whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is a sin. In Proverbs, do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it.
Yeah.
So acting, taking action is necessary. We are at a crossroads in our country. Take a listen to Representative Madison Cawthorn.
Inaction and indecisiveness have defined our politics for far too long. The hallmark reaction of far too many leaders today has been to roll over and surrender, to do nothing. Those days are over.
Cawthorn's a first-term congressman, as I recall, right?
Right, yeah. Absolutely. So he's talking about that we can't do nothing. I know that's a double negative. But we seem, as a nation, we seem increasingly agnostic or apathetic about what is doing, about doing what is right for fear of being considered politically incorrect.
Reagan said we must do what we know is right and do it with all our might.
So we cannot stand idly by. Biden needs to remember that the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And it's just not a wise choice. And by doing nothing, whether it's here at home with respect to all of the domestic issues that we're facing here, our southern border being overrun by folks we don't even know who's coming into this country.
Inflation, the COVID crisis that's somehow re-metastasized, the other problems going on with the economy and unemployment.
And now Afghanistan. Yeah. I mean, the world is on fire. Take a listen again to Representative Madison Cawthorn.
Joe Biden does not simply have a pattern of poor decision-making. His mental decline is on full display. Our enemies know it. Americans have witnessed it. His disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal proves even further. Our executive is in crisis. President Biden's physical inability to lead is not a political talking point. It is a demonstrable fact. Our president is not mentally fit to serve as president of these United States. I truly believe that he is unable to discharge the duties of the office he holds. That is why today, I sent letters to each member of the president's cabinet and to the vice president asking that they invoke the 25th Amendment of the United States Constitution and remove Joe Biden from his office. I am also calling on Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, to immediately call Congress back into session to construct a disability review council and assess the president's state.
That's leadership. That is a member of Congress taking affirmative action to do something, because what right now, and I know there are a number of Republicans in Congress and some Democrats who are calling for the resignation of Joe Biden. It's the right decision, and it must happen now. We can't just stand by and go, well, you know, it's going to get better.
But the problem with this is that you think Kamala Harris is gonna do this, declare the 25th Amendment? Do you think Nancy Pelosi is gonna create a commission that investigates the mental capabilities of the president?
Okay, well,
I don't think that's gonna happen.
Let's talk about that for just a minute.
Okay.
With regards to the 25th Amendment. So Section 1 of the 25th Amendment basically says, in case of the removal of the president from his office or his death, the vice president shall become president.
Right. Creates the chain of succession.
Okay. So considering that Joe Biden you know, certainly we don't wish any ill will toward him.
Right.
That he doesn't pass away. Unless he decides to resign, he's not going anywhere, obviously, right?
Right.
I mean, that just, I mean, that goes without saying. Now, Section 2 of the 25th Amendment allows the president and Congress to fill that position within a presidential term. So whenever there is a vacancy
of
the vice presidency, yeah. That is. So if Kamala Harris
were to
become president.
So okay.
If he passed away,
right,
or if he resigned,
yeah,
Section 2 of the 25th Amendment would allow the president and Congress,
mm-hmm,
to fill that position, the vice presidential position.
Right.
Now, Section 3 and 4 are very interesting of the 25th Amendment. Section 3 basically deals with where the president goes to Congress and says, look, I am unable to discharge the powers and duties of my office,
mm-hmm,
right now. Okay?
Right. And this has been done. George W. Bush did it. He went in for a medical procedure. Dick Cheney became acting president for a while. I don't think Donald Trump used that. You know what? He may have. He may have gone in for a medical procedure and he had anesthesia.
Okay. So Section 3 of the 25th Amendment basically allows the president to go to Congress and say, look, the vice president,
yeah,
can act as president
while I'm incapacitated,
until I can resume my duties.
Right.
Okay. That's the Section 3 of the 25th Amendment.
Right.
Now, Section 4 of the 25th Amendment is maybe the most controversial part because it allows the vice president and either the cabinet to go to Congress to if they jointly agree,
mm-hmm,
that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office.
Right.
And if they do, then he's removed from office.
If the Senate agrees.
If the Senate agrees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the president can also protest,
right,
such a decision.
He's got 4 days to protest.
But my question is, have we already, I mean, has Biden already made a deal to remain as president, but for Kamala to remain in charge through 2024? In other words, has there already been a de facto implementation of Section 3 of the 25th Amendment?
Hmm.
Now, before you answer that question,
okay,
take a listen. This was back in March. This is President Joe Biden.
Best thing to do is to put someone who, when he or she speaks, they don't have to wonder about, is that where the president is? When she speaks for me, doesn't have to check with me.
Kamala speaks for Joe Biden. She doesn't have to check with him. She gets to say whatever it is. And if she says it, it's as if the president was saying it.
Isn't that what Section 3 of the 25th Amendment? I mean, in other words,
kind of the acting president.
She
already
is. I mean, he says that she is.
Mm-hmm. She speaks for me. She speaks for the president.
I mean, we don't have co-presidencies,
mm-hmm,
in this country. And so, you know, talking about not doing anything, it's time. It's time that members of Congress, that the cabinet, if Joe Biden doesn't see the handwriting on the wall and resign himself, it's time for the president's cabinet and the vice president to go to Congress and remove Joe Biden from office.
But the problem is most of the cabinet is as incompetent as Joe Biden is or more.
We'll deal with one crisis at a time.
But the cabinet's not going to go and say,
you got to start somewhere.
The cabinet's not going to go and say, you know, we got to remove Joe Biden because he's just not mentally fit, because Alejandro Mayorkas isn't fit for his position. Xavier Becerra isn't fit for his position. The people that are in those spots aren't fit for those spots. How can they say Joe Biden's not fit for his?
I think the distinction here is that Joe Biden is our commander-in-chief,
yep,
and our national security, the security of our allies and our friends all around the world, hangs in the balance. So I'm just saying we can no longer afford here to know the right thing to do, which is to remove Joe Biden from office. Because if we keep doing what we're doing, we'll keep getting what we're getting, right?
Unfortunately. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency as Ida approaches South Louisiana this weekend. The storm could make landfall as a major hurricane and cause widespread flash flooding along with 100-mile-an-hour winds or more and isolated tornadoes. This is the first tropical system to strike Louisiana this system, but the state was hit by 6 tropical systems last year.
Now, you know, Ida is expected to make landfall as a hurricane on Sunday, which is the 16th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
Wow, wow.
Now, I don't think Orleans Parish officials don't expect that to Ida to be as severe, but
they didn't expect it with Katrina either.
But most of the pumps are working this time, they say.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Texas Supreme Court ruled schools in San Antonio cannot require masks for their students and staff since that would directly disobey an order from Governor Greg Abbott. Several cities and school districts have violated that order, and the cases are working their way through the state's courts. At the same time, Abbott issued a new executive order this week preventing any state or local government agency from issuing vaccine mandates for their employees, students, or people who receive their services. Abbott is urging the legislature to support his orders by passing legislation that says the same thing.
Now, the Democrats had one last-ditch effort to try to derail this voting rights.
Oh, we haven't gotten the voting rights yet.
Oh.
That's next.
Oh.
You ready?
I'm way ahead of you.
Let's go to that one. The third thing you know before tomorrow, Texas voting bill has finally passed the House on a 79-37 vote. Democrats in the House fled the state to Washington, D.C. for more than a month to prevent the House from having a quorum. So the bill languished through one special session, forcing the governor to call a second special session. The state Senate has already passed a similar bill, which outlaws 24-hour voting, drive-through voting, and the mass mailing of ballots to people who didn't request them, all of which was done in Democrat-controlled areas of the state during the 2020 election. Governor Greg Abbott is expected to sign that legislation into law in early September.
You know, Texas is just a hotbed of issues there.
Right.
But the Democrats did have one last-ditch effort to try to derail this Voting Rights Act, mm-hmm. and that was a 15-hour filibuster. It failed, obviously. But this bill has to get to Governor Abbott's desk by Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Republicans have to start all over.
And Abbott will call a third special session if he needs to. Coming up next, we're talking with the American Mamas. Stick around.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. You're on board American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
You know, one of the things I love about summer is grilling outdoors, but I have to admit, I'm not that great of a cook.
Girl, I've got you. Five Star Seasonings has a new line of RubWise barbecue rubs that are so easy to use, and they are so delicious.
RubWise barbecue rubs?
Yep, there's the RubWise brisket barbecue rub, the RubWise pork barbecue rub, RubWise chicken barbecue rub, RubWise spicy barbecue rub, and my favorite is the RubWise hickory barbecue rub.
Okay, I just found them all on Amazon.com. I love how they don't come in plastic bottles, but in these special one-pound white craft bags.
Girl, that's how you do it. All you got to do is go to Amazon.com and just search for RubWise BBQ rubs, and all 5 of their championship caliber season blends will pop up.
Now, oh, look right here. It says they're made in Houston by a veteran-owned small business. You know how much I love to support our veterans.
Not a better cause in the world. Terry, you just need to go on and add those to your shopping cart right now. RubWise BBQ rubs will make your summer grilling easy and delicious.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightspotsBigCountry.com.
Did I show you what one of my besties gave me?
Wait, is that a Stella Val?
It is a Stella Val, one of their modern charm bracelets.
Oh, I love those. I also love the story behind Stella Val, the two sisters who graduated West Point and wanted to start a fashion company.
What's cool about these bracelets is that you can stack your story.
Hey, stack your story?
Right. You can get bracelets with the initials of your children or maybe your birthstones. You can get a paw print.
print for your pets, and they're designed so that you can wear them all together all at the same time and stack your story.
Ah, I also love how Stella Val bracelets are all about connecting people. They've got mother-daughter bracelets, the best friend bracelets, women warrior bracelets. You give one and you keep one for yourself.
If you and Kevin are getting all gussied up and going out, you can wear your Stella Val. Or if you're hosting one of those big backyard barbecues, you can still wear your Stella Val.
Oh, you're right. They're great for dressing up or dressing down. I love that kind of jewelry.
Everybody needs one. Go to Amazon.com and search for Stella Val bracelets. That's STELLAVALLE.
Stella Val, modern charms for modern relationships.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, take a listen to this clip from Biden's press conference. This is the leader of the free world.
The first person I was instructed to call on was Kelly O'Donnell of NBC.
Wait, play that again. Play that again.
The first person I was instructed to call on was Kelly O'Donnell of NBC.
Instructed to call on. So his people gave him a list of who he should call on. The president of the free world doesn't get to choose who he's going to call on. He's got a list of who he has to call on. Of course, you know that that's obviously politically connected, that whoever they're deciding gets to ask the question. That's done for political reasons, not for fairness reasons.
Well, it's
right?
Absolutely. And much of what he had to say, we played some of that clip off the top in his press conference.
Yeah.
It was absolutely weak.
It was nap time. It really was. He was sleepy.
So we wanted to share with you a clip from, this is from Navy SEAL Jocko Willink. And, you know, he delivers really what Joe Biden should have said to the American people today.
The next 48 hours, America will be in control of most major airports in Afghanistan. Any resistance we meet from the Taliban or otherwise when we seize these airports will be destroyed completely and without mercy. From those airports, we will conduct rapid strike rescue missions until we have recovered and evacuated all our citizens, allies, and friends. Any person that interferes with these operations will be killed. We will also recover or destroy all aircraft, vehicles, weapons, and sensitive equipment that we left behind. Any person utilizing, guarding, or located in close proximity to these weapons or equipment will be killed.
And why couldn't the president say that today?
Well, because the president has to read off a teleprompter, and his people weren't going to write that for him.
You
Jocko
know,
wasn't reading off a teleprompter. That was just off of experience.
You know, Winston Churchill, you know, he said famously, never give in, never give in, mm-hmm. never, 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 in nothing great or small, large or petty, mm-hmm. never give in. You know, and we're instructed by God's word to overcome evil with good. My question is, how has Biden, in his response to what's going on in Afghanistan, demonstrated that we intend to overcome evil with good?
We got a question here for American mamas. Dear mamas, my son has to get the vaccine for school and I just feel helpless. Any advice?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
And joining us now are American mamas, Terry Netteville and Denise Arthur. I think there are a lot of parents that are dealing with this, that didn't want to have to get the vaccine. Their kids didn't want to have to get the vaccine. But now that it has been authorized by the FDA, at least the Pfizer's been given the full authorization, schools are just going ahead right and left with mandatory vaccination requirements. And if you want to go to college,
yeah,
in pretty much most places in the U.S. right now, you have to get vaccinated.
Right. Well, luckily, we have an expert in the room tonight, and that would be Terry, because it hits very close to home, and it's been very difficult. And I'll let Terry share that with you.
I will tell you, and thank God I have friends. I have my sisters. I have friends like Denise that are kind of like, we're praying, because my children will have to have this vaccine. My daughter, who is in nursing, she had to get it today. She went and she got the vaccine. The sad part for me is she came to me bawling because she said, Mom, everything in me is saying that this is not right. I don't want this, because they've been able to see so many cases of adverse effects on people.
Right.
Her main goal in life is to be a mom. She's so fearful. And I'm going to say this again. It was the liberals that put the fear in all of us when Trump was trying to push the vaccine.
Right.
Exactly. They were the ones that made us very fearful and unsure of what was going inside of our bodies. Suddenly, months later, when Biden takes office and they're pushing it.
It's all good now.
And it's not only pushed, but it's mandated.
It's the same can of beer, people.
Yeah, it freaks me out so much. So I told, you know, my husband's a physician, and I actually started crying to him that night in the privacy of our own room. And I was like, I'm so scared. I have seen things and I've heard things. And he said, we need to pray about this. Ultimately, Terry, this is in God's hands. It's going to be okay. We're going to take care of it. But here's the part that is so troubling. Like Summer said to me, she said, now I have a choice. I can either not go to school, not finish nursing, and say, I don't want this in my body, or go and just feel sick to my stomach that they're going to put something that's experimental at this point into my body. And I don't know what's going to happen in now or in the future.
And that I don't want to interrupt you, but no, I do want to interject this part, because I have seen this, because Terry has shared this. But I mean, this is not like, this isn't even an option, because I will say, quote unquote, no vaccine, no degree.
Right. Right. That's
pretty serious.
So when I say to her, I mean, we've been going back and forth about this, and I said, what if you quit school for a while? Let us take care of you, because I'm also thinking of future children. I don't know. She said, the thing that's troubling is, Mom, people who are fully vaccinated are still getting COVID. People who are fully vaccinated still have to be tested. And if you don't, you got to pay for the test yourself. And I read something today, and this was so interesting to me. It was an opinion piece. It said, Clark County Today, Administrator Heidi Wetzler shares her thoughts on the repercussions of COVID-19 vaccine mandates. This will take just a few seconds. She said, if I'm mandated to receive a COVID-19 vaccine in order to keep my job and subsequently experience an adverse event, who is responsible? Who is responsible if I have neurological complications, a heart attack, or a stroke, and am never able to work again? Who is responsible if I die? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I've read that neither the vaccine companies, the government entities imposing the mandates, nor the employers themselves will be held responsible in any way if the worst happens. And it goes on and on. She makes valid points for all of us who are just leery of all of this.
Well, I'm leery of anything. Look, I was watching this. There's a guy who's been going, he goes from place to place, pharmacy to pharmacy. And this was prior to the FDA approval, which that's still sketchy. Been reading that too. I think actually they just have postponed the date of when they're going to approve it, but we'll see. So the thing about it is, he goes to these pharmacies and says, do you give the shot? Yes, we give the shot. Which one do you give? Moderna. Okay. Can I see the package insert? Sure. Let me see if we have one. And then he was at this little small town pharmacy, an independent pharmacy. And the girl went to get it and she pulled it out. She'd never looked at it. So it's this huge wad of paper all glued together. You know how they are sometimes. Yes. On the outside, it says intentionally blank. And you can open it up. It's enough paper to cover a window at your home. It's intentionally blank. And then she's almost half shocked. And he's shocked that she doesn't know any better.
There's no words on it.
Hasn't been this whole time. And maybe there is now. There is one pharmacist showed one that had everything to do with pregnancy, lactation, breastfeeding, but it didn't address anything else. It was very strange. Yeah. But the point is, he asked the pharmacist, you know, or she goes, he said, do you always just administer drugs without bothering to see what's in the medication, what the adverse reactions are? She said, no, I normally don't. She said, that is the holy grail for me.
Yeah.
And there's not a holy grail in here.
Whew.
So I'm just saying, who is, can they be held responsible? Because they gave you an injection without knowing if
that's the scariest part. Nobody is held liable for this, the pharmaceutical companies, the government, CDC, nobody is. So we're taking this experimental drug and we're putting it in our body. All of us are going to have to. Like Summer said, I'm going to have to, whether it's school or outside of school, they're going to require this.
Well, we'll know in 2023 when they actually were going to be done with the study that would give you the vaccine.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
Keep your ear to the ground. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land Is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
Did I show you what one of my besties gave me?
Wait, is that a Stella Val?
It is a Stella Val, one of their modern charm bracelets.
Oh, I love those. I also love the story behind Stella Val, the two sisters who graduated West Point and wanted to start a fashion company.
What's cool about these bracelets is that you can stack your story.
Stack your story?
Right. You can get bracelets with the initials of your children or maybe your birthstones. You can get a paw print for your pets. And they're designed so that you can wear them all together, all at the same time, and stack your story.
Ah, I also love how Stella Val bracelets are all about connecting people. They've got mother-daughter bracelets, the best friend bracelets, women warrior bracelets. You give one and keep one for yourself.
If you and Kevin are getting all gussied up and going out, you can wear your Stella Val. Or if you're hosting one of those big backyard barbecues, you can still wear your Stella Val.
Oh, you're right. They're great for dressing up or dressing down. I love that kind of jewelry.
Everybody needs one. Go to Amazon.com and search for Stella Val bracelets. That's STELLAVALLE.
Stella Val, modern charms for modern relationships.
Do you know what's worth fighting for when it's not worth dying for?
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so the New Orleans Saints were the first NFL team to require vaccinations or what, a COVID test within the last 72 hours that proves that you are COVID negative.
Right.
Okay. Well, they apparently are giving away their tickets now.
Of course they are.
This is being reported by the Daily Caller that tickets to the Saints-Jaguar game were just being given away.
Right, because why would you want to pay to go see, and we've got the mask mandate in effect in Louisiana, so why would you want to go pay to have to be vaccinated or have to pay for a COVID test? Because if you're not showing symptoms, you have to pay for the COVID test. And then you get to sit there in a mask and watch a team that doesn't have Drew Brees on it anymore.
Well, you know, and many of my friends who were at the game said that basically this Superdome was relatively empty and folks were maskless in general.
Really?
Yes. It's very interesting that the folks that got in, you know, they're parading around without mask, but there probably weren't enough in attendance for the officials to really be that concerned about it, apparently.
They could have all been, you know, separating, socially distancing.
You know, on a related note, did you see Texas Governor Abbott completely going the other direction? He issues an order maintaining a ban on vaccine mandates.
Yeah, and it's been through the courts, and the Texas Supreme Court sided with the governor, saying that he had the right to ban mask orders in schools and in cities, municipalities across the state of Texas.
He says that basically of the directive of his executive order. He said vaccine requirements and exemptions have historically been determined by the legislature, mm-hmm. and their involvement is particularly important to avoid a patchwork of vaccine mandates across Texas. So he's also calling for basically a special session on the issue of whether any state or local government entities in Texas can mandate an individual receive the COVID-19 vaccine. But in the meantime, his executive order is in place.
And I think that this is one of those things that should go through the legislature. The people should have their chance to have their voice heard on this. And there's, it should be consistent across the state. I think he's right on both those counts.
But there's so much misinformation out there.
So much.
And YouTube, they just reported that they've pulled down 1,200 videos that they claim are misinformation.
And not all of those were. That's the problem. Okay, let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Well, we've been talking about how the Taliban has captured U.S. equipment and weapons when Joe Biden abandoned that country. But the real question is, what exactly did the Taliban get? And I've been doing some digging into this over a couple of days, and I found a couple of credible and researched reports that are out now that give us a pretty good idea.
You know, Biden, there's a report out that he's already pulling what little military that we had left that was securing the airport there. Mm-hmm. That he's already started pulling them out now,
because he hasn't learned his lesson. The lesson is you don't pull the military out before you pull the people out. Because you pull the military out, then you got nobody to pull the people out.
Well, you know, my big question, and I know we're about to talk about what they got.
Yeah.
The question is, why did we not destroy that before we decided to walk out?
Well, remember, because Joe Biden said it was impossible that the Taliban was going to take over the country. He said that.
He's been right about so many things.
Well, yeah, but he's the one in charge.
All right.
All right.
Please continue.
So OpenTheBooks.com, a nonprofit organization, attempts to account for every dime the federal government spends, which is not an easy job. But they found some information. So here's some aircraft that's in Afghanistan, much of which we paid for. They say there were 200 in aircraft that are now unaccounted for that the Afghan Air Force had. And again, we supplied most of that to the Afghan Air Force.
It's not funny. Yeah. Not funny.
That includes 53 Huey helicopters. These are gunships, right? And they can transport, you know, some troops. There's also 26 A-29 Super Tucanos. Now, A on aircraft designation means attack. So these are attack planes designed to attack ground forces. This is a plane that's actually built in Jacksonville, Florida, but it was initially, I believe, built for the Brazilian Air Force. But anyways, these attack planes have been used to go after the Taliban in the past. The Taliban now has them. They also had 24 Cessnas, again, kind of a transport type thing, and four C-130s, which are huge cargo planes. But here's some good news on this. According to AirForceMag.com, 46 aircraft, including 22 fixed-wing and 24 helicopters, and 585 Afghan airmen and soldiers had fled to Uzbekistan by air after the fall of Kabul. So that's about one-fourth of the Afghani Air Force fled the country, and the Taliban does not yet have that stuff. It's in Uzbekistan, a neighboring country.
Wait, you're talking about the actual hardware of the aircraft, or you're talking about the folks that know how to fly and maintain the planes?
They flew one-fourth. 25% of the Afghan Air Force, they flew those vehicles to Uzbekistan to get out. Now, one of those crashed with an Uzbekistan F-16. Pilots were able to eject, but they lost one trying to escape.
It's not like some of this aircraft you could just, you know, just kind of crank it up like you would.
That's a great point.
A vehicle, but I know the Chinese and the Russians can fly in folks who are fully qualified.
See, what the estimates are, that the vast majority of what's left is probably unusable by the Taliban right now. They don't have any pilots, and more importantly, they have no maintenance crews. And after Joe Biden pulled the maintenance crews of the Afghanis in June, they dropped from having 90% of their Air Force ready for duty to just 30% in 1 month. And remember, again, of that 30%, most of that flew out of the country. So 25% of their total Air Force flew out. Only 30% of their total Air Force was operational. And it does sound, given the numbers, some of the planes they flew out were the C-130s. Now, let's go to the land vehicles. 50,000 tactical vehicles. These are kind of like light Humvees, okay? 50,000. 20,000
Humvees.
Wait
a minute. Stop for just a minute.
Uh-huh.
50,000
Yes.
vehicles.
Yes.
50,000.
Well, 50,000 tactical vehicles. Another 20,000 Humvees. Okay? Another 1,000 mine-resistant vehicles. These are ones that are up-armored underneath. And then 150 armored personnel carriers.
Have you ever considered whether or not, as we approach August the 31st,
mm-hmm.
if the Taliban would take American soldiers as hostages in order to the folks who know how to use this equipment,
if they had
that know how to maintain this equipment.
If they had the chance, I think they would.
And what would Joe Biden say? What would Joe Biden say that we're going to be out by?
What did by Jimmy Carter say?
August the 31st.
What did Jimmy Carter say? Please give us our people back.
In a strongly worded letter, yeah. probably.
Taliban also got 600,000 weapons, including M4 carbines or M16A4 rifles. Those are a big upgrade over their AK-47, since most of the AK-47s the Taliban were using have been in that country since the 1980s. Okay, millions of rounds of ammunition. We have an ammunition shortage in this country right now. The Taliban certainly does not have an ammunition shortage. Tens of thousands of grenades. 16,000 night vision goggles. That was actually one of the big advantages we had over the Taliban, was that we had night vision goggles. They did not. They now do. Unknown numbers of uniforms and boots and radios and communication devices. They even have an unknown number of MREs, meals ready to eat. They can feed their entire army thanks to us.
You know, the eternal optimist in me says that this country is not going to walk away like this. We're going to destroy their ability to kill.
Nope.
To threaten.
Nope, we're not. We're going to walk away.
To spread terror across this country, across the globe.
We're going to walk away. The realist in me looks at what's going on the ground. We're walking away. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. America, America. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land Is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightspotsBigCountry.com.
Did I show you what one of my besties gave me?
Is that a Stella Val?
It is a Stella Val, one of their modern charm bracelets.
Oh, I love those. I also love the story behind Stella Val, the two sisters who graduated West Point and wanted to start a fashion company.
What's cool about these bracelets is that you can stack your story.
Stack your story?
Right. You can get bracelets with the initials of your children or maybe your birthstones. You can get a paw print for your pets, and they're designed so that you can wear them all together all at the same time and stack your story.
Ah, I also love how Stella Val bracelets are all about connecting people. They've got mother-daughter bracelets, the best friend bracelets, women warrior bracelets. You give one and keep one for yourself.
If you and Kevin are getting all gussied up and going out, you can wear your Stella Val. Or if you're hosting one of those big backyard barbecues, you can still wear your Stella Val.
Oh, you're right. They're great for dressing up or dressing down. I love that kind of jewelry.
Everybody needs one. Go to Amazon.com and search for Stella Val bracelets. That's STELLAVALLE.
Stella Val, modern charms for modern relationships.
Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know, I just closed my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Okay, so, with all due respect, I know that President Biden is a devout Catholic.
Okay.
Well, not really.
I mean,
if being pro-abortion
is being devout Catholic,
but okay. Nevertheless,
all right.
You know, with his blessing, congressional Democrats are basically gutting protections for the unborn. You know, the House fiscal 2022 appropriations bills.
Mm-hmm.
They gut most of the pro-life provisions, like the Hyde Amendment,
right,
that prohibits the Department of Health and Human Services from spending taxpayer dollars for most abortions.
Right.
The Helms Amendment that restricts foreign aid funds from being expended on abortions. The Smith Amendment that prohibits funding elective abortions in the federal employee health benefits program. And it goes on and on. Basically, they're encouraging abortions to be paid for with federal tax dollars.
Right. They want you to be complicit in their evil by making you pay for the murder of the unborn.
And restricting abortion funding is a good life-saving policy. The Hyde Amendment is one of the most pro-life movements first victories following Roe v. Wade. It has saved about 2.4 million lives over four decades. And now, with the Biden administration's blessing, congressional Democrats are gutting it from the 2022 appropriation bills.
You can't be a liberal if you're not in favor of the freedom, the right to life. If you're a liberal, you believe in liberty. But you can't have liberty if you're not alive. Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
We've been talking about how parents all over the country are speaking out against critical race theory, right? We've talked about this in Virginia and other states. Remember that?
Well, of course. And look, critical race theory, it rejects the principle of equal opportunity.
It rejects the idea of the Declaration of Independence that we are all created equal.
Right. They say that basically those that support CRT, as it's referred to,
right,
that equal opportunity is just a myth. Mm-hmm. It's not a reality. That those who pursue equal opportunity are just terribly misguided.
And that if you are white, you are born racist.
Right, that the civil rights movement has only yielded symbolic gains for black Americans, but basically left their economic conditions unchanged.
So here's one of my best examples, one of my favorite examples of parents speaking out against critical race theory.
I am the direct descendant of the North American slave trade. Both my parents are black. All four of my grandparents are black. All eight of my great-grandparents, all 16 of my great-greats. On my mother's side, my ancestors were enslaved in Alabama. On my father's side, we were enslaved in Texas. I am not oppressed. I'm not oppressed, and I'm not a victim. I'm neither oppressed nor a victim. I travel all across this country of ours. and I check into hotels, and I fly commercially, and I walk into retail establishments, and I order food in restaurants. I go wherever I want, whenever I want. I am treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, literally from coast to coast.
His name's Derek Wilburn, and this was at a school board meeting in Colorado Springs. I love this guy. One of the things I like about him most is he sounds like he's a very engaged and passionate father, which is something our education system needs more of. Take a listen.
I have three children. They are not oppressed either, although they are victims. I've taught my children they are victims of three things: their own ignorance, their own laziness, and their own poor decision making. That is all. My children, we are not victims of America. We are not victims of some unseen 190-year-old force that kind of floats around in the ether.
I love it. He was just so passionate when he was speaking. And, of course, the crowd that was there was with him.
Well, I think what he's talking about is basically equal opportunity and merit, right?
You're right?
I mean, because critical race theory basically wants to do away with meritocracy,
yes,
altogether.
Right.
That our lives should all be arranged so that everybody will just end up at the finish line at the same time, instead of just making sure that everyone begins at the starting line,
right,
at the same time.
But notice he said, he tells his kids, you're a victim of your own bad decisions, not somebody else's, yours. That gets back to what we're talking about with meritocracy, that your success is up to you. And I think we need more good fathers in this country who will tell their kids exactly what Mr. Wilburn said there. And he does such an effective takedown of critical race theory. Take a listen.
Putting critical race theory into our classrooms is taking our nation in the wrong direction. Racism in America would by and large be dead today if it were not for certain people and institutions keeping it on life support. And sadly, one of those institutions is the American education system.
Well, wow. See, that's very interesting that he brought up that, because programs for the gifted and the talented are being dismantled across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Universities have been reducing the importance of standardized admission tests, putting more emphasis on more of like a holistic assessment instead.
Based on race.
You've got companies that are hiring based on quotas, not necessarily on talent.
See, the best part about his speech, though, was he was effective. The school board he was speaking to voted to ban critical race theory in their schools by a 3-2 vote. The sad part is that school board still has two people who want to perpetuate the racism of critical race theory. And I'm willing to bet your school board does too. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit Travel Suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, education, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
You know, one of the things I love about summer is grilling outdoors, but I have to admit, I'm not that great of a cook.
Girl, I've got you. Five Star Seasonings has a new line of RubWise barbecue rubs that are so easy to use, and they are so delicious.
RubWise barbecue rubs?
Yeah, there's the RubWise brisket barbecue rub, the RubWise pork barbecue rub, Rubwise Chicken Barbecue Rub, Rubwise Spicy Barbecue Rub, and my favorite is the Rubwise Hickory Barbecue Rub.
Okay, I just found them all on Amazon.com. I love how they don't come in plastic bottles, but in these special one-time white craft bags.
Girl, that's how you do it. All you got to do is go to Amazon.com and just search for Rubwise BBQ Rubs, and all five of their championship caliber season blends will pop up.
Now, oh, look right here. It says they're made in Houston by a veteran-owned small business. You know how much I love to support our veterans.
Not a better cause in the world. Terry, you just need to go on and add those to your shopping cart right now. Rubwise BBQ Rubs will make your summer grilling easy and delicious.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so we all know that the Washington NFL team, formerly known as the Redskins, mm-hmm. they changed their name to the Washington football team.
I think it's the team formerly known as the Redskins, formerly known as Prince, right?
You know, the Cleveland Indians mm-hmm. announced they were change their name.
They're now the Guardians, formerly known as the Indians, formerly known as Prince.
Even left-wing University of Miami students mm-hmm. signed a petition, which was fake, by the way, to change the school's Hurricanes mascot mm-hmm. since it was offensive to people who were hurt by hurricanes. And now, Notre Dame's Fighting Irish Leprechaun has now been added as the fourth most offensive. Hold on, let me make sure I get this right. The fourth most offensive mascot in college sports. A leprechaun. Now, by the way, a leprechaun is mythical.
Right.
It's not real.
No.
Okay? They're not vertically challenged.
No.
They don't have a thyroid issue. They're not midgets.
No.
I mean, you don't have to worry.
They don't even make cereal.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Certainly not healthy cereal. But here's what I'm trying to say is, do people realize leprechauns are not real?
No. No,
is that why they showed up in this survey as basically the leprechaun is the fourth most offensive mascot in college sports?
No, it just means that if you want to be offended by something, you're going to be offended by something. But at some point, you should say to yourself, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Allison Webb got a phone call. She was told that a VIP was running late for a meeting and that the local airport in Baginton, England was closed, and the VIP was asking if he could land his helicopter in her backyard. Now, personally, that sounds like some kind of elaborate scam to me, but Allison said, okay. A few minutes later, sure enough, a helicopter did indeed land in her backyard, and out stepped this mysterious VIP. And when he pulled down his mask, Allison realized it was Tom Cruise. Cruise is in England filming the latest Mission Impossible movies. He was running late for a meeting, but he took time out to talk to her children and talk to her husband, and he offered the kids a ride in the helicopter while he went to his meeting. Allison told the BBC, "It turned out to be an incredible day. It was surreal. I still now can't believe it happened."
You know what? That's pretty cool.
It's kind of fun,
isn't it? That's really cool.
Yeah. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.